Until We Meet Again by President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994, 13th President of the Church. The Great Stumbling Block to Zion. Pride is essentially competitive in nature. Pride is a very misunderstood sin, and many are sinning in ignorance. See Mosiah chapter 3, verse 11, and 3 Nephi chapter 6, verse 18. In the Scriptures, there is no such thing as righteous pride. It is always considered a sin. The central feature of pride is enmity, enmity toward God, and enmity toward our fellow men. Enmity means hatred toward, hostility to, or a state of opposition. It is the power by which Satan wishes to reign over us. Pride is essentially competitive in nature. We pit our will against God's. When we direct our pride toward God, it is the spirit of my will and not thine be done. Our will, in competition to God's will, allows desires, appetites, and passions to go unbridled. See Alma chapter 38, verse 12, and 3 Nephi chapter 12, verse 30. The proud cannot accept the authority of God giving direction to their lives. See Helaman chapter 12, verse 6. They pit their perceptions of truth against God's great knowledge, their abilities versus God's priesthood power, their accomplishments against His mighty works. The proud wish God would agree with them. They aren't interested in changing their opinions to agree with God's. Another major portion of this very prevalent sin of pride is enmity toward our fellow men. We are tempted daily to elevate ourselves above others and diminish them. See Helaman chapter 6, verse 17, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 41. The proud make every man their adversary by pitting their intellects, opinions, works, wealth, talents, or any other worldly measuring device against others. In the words of C.S. Lewis, pride gets no pleasure out of having something, only out of having more of it than the next man. It is the comparison that makes you proud, the pleasure of being above the rest. Once the element of competition has gone, pride has gone. Mere Christianity, pages 109 and 110. The proud stand more in fear of men's judgment than of God's judgment. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 3, verses 6 and 7, section 30, verses 1 and 2, and section 60, verse 2. What will men think of me weighs heavier than what will God think of me? When pride has a hold on our hearts, we lose our independence of the world and deliver our freedoms to the bondage of men's judgment. The world shouts louder than the whisperings of the Holy Ghost. The reasoning of men overrides the revelations of God, and the proud let go of the iron rod. See 1 Nephi chapter 8, verses 19 through 28, and chapter 11, verse 25, chapter 15, verses 23 and 24. Pride is the great stumbling block to Zion. I repeat, pride is the great stumbling block to Zion. We must yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit. Put off the prideful, natural man. Become a saint through the atonement of Christ the Lord. And become, as a child, submissive, meek, humble. Mosiah chapter 3, verse 19. See also Alma chapter 13, verse 28. From Beware of Pride, Ensign, May, 1989, pages 4 through 7. End of the section, Until We Meet Again, by President Ezra Taft Benson. Read by Dwayne Case.